Welcome, welcome to another episode of Recipe Radio.
Recipe Radio.
I'm your host, 108K. I'm here with my mans and them.
Roach Gigs.
Hello. And B Streets.
It's raining out here in a supposedly sunny Oakland, California. So, you know, we're all a little bit down and out. But
I got some music just
under the
just,
weather.
I got some music just for this.
You got under the weather music?
Yeah.
That's what people need to hear.
Something you could just sit down and read a book to. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. So, here at Recipe Radio, what we do is we take music, we take tunes, and we consider them food. We digest this music, and we make sure that it's, you know,
something you need to know, something you should know, something that, and we give you information about, like, why it's tight, why it's weak, culturally and musically. So, you know, anything else, Roach?
Yeah, man, we're just cooking that musical crack, letting you know where it's at.
All right, well, who's first, man?
It doesn't matter to me. It's beautiful either way.
All right, well, you spoke up, so it's you.
All right, good.
You, Roach.
All right. First place. The best goes first. All right, come on, man. I'm playing Ice Cream Paint Job by Duro Music. You know, like the biggest song out here right now.
What's his name?
The Bay Area. Duro Music.
Duro. What kind of name is that?
I have no idea. That's what he needs a little. I don't know, man. I don't know what type of name that is. I don't know what it means, so I'm not going to come to any judgments or conclusions.
Yeah. We'll come
it
back.
Could
we'll
be deep
after this musical break. We're gonna think about all the names that shouldn't have been in hip hop or music. Period. There's so many names. Duro Music, I think, goes on the list nowadays.
Oh yeah, buddy, rolling like a big shot.
Here we go. Ice Cream Paint Job.
Mr. D-O-R-R, I say, yeah, buddy, rolling like a big shot, Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop, fresh paint job, check. Fresh inside, check. Is the outside frame and the trunk wide, yes. Are the rims big, what? Do it ride good. Good, lean back, right hand on the pine wood, cream on the inside, clean on the outside, cream.
Ice
Hello.
Recipe Radio.
Yeah, so we're back.
Roach, what was that, Roach?
Man, that was Duro Music Ice Cream Paint Job. Yes, sir.
Why you picked that for today?
Why did I pick that for today? I could have picked it a couple weeks ago because this song has been in my CD player straight for like the last month. Like, this song, like, it blew up out here in the Bay Area. The dude, Duro, is from Dallas. But the DJs out here started playing his music, and that's it just caught fire. Like, it just, man.
You know, I do like the like hook on that kind, the when there, you know, cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Because if you break it down, you know, cash rules everything around me in the inside. You know what I'm saying? And basically, you're saying like, you know, I have hella expensive, clean ass stuff.
I mean,
inside
that could
of my car.
Yeah, well, that could be a metaphor for more than a car. It could be a metaphor for a couple of things.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Yeah, man. Duro Music. Like, I was
trying to keep it PG.
I am PG.
I'm gonna tell you what I think about the record. I really like the fact that he took his time on the concept. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's really how the South sort of does things, man. It's not over your head. It's not gonna be like some like super lyrical, magical, strategical, whatever. Like, it's just simple concept, but you drive home the concept with the song. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's why I like this song. I really do like this song. I can't help it. It's a pop rap record.
Man, I don't think anybody can help it. Like, as soon as they play it, like, it's just like, yeah, buddy, rolling like a big shot. Man, it, like, the beat, everything. Like, he wasn't saying like anything. He was, like you said, he was making sense with what he was rapping, the subject matter.
Some rappers be like, yeah, this verse is about cars, but the next verse is like, if you mess with me, I'll shoot you
in your pinky toe.
And my car is cleaner than yours while I'm shooting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'll look good while I shoot you.
Yeah, it's like fools didn't go to English class back in the day. Like you miss, like, you're going off topic, man. Yeah, stay on point.
Yeah, this clap, man. He was just out here like a couple weeks ago. I was with him in San Jose, matter of fact. He only did his verse, like, he only did was sing his chorus like three times, though. He didn't even get into his verse when he was performing.
Wait, so he
Are
came to a show and just did choruses? And
I want to get that big, man, where I'm just able to just walk on
stage.
But
the whole thing is, he ain't even that, like, he was only that, I think he was only that big out here and maybe where he's from, because, like, he was saying it was the first time he's been to California, like, he's getting all this love. Like, I don't even know if he was in the Bay, like, or L.A. I don't even know if he really, if it's someone from the outside, I could tell the difference, because I know if I was in, like, some other city, I wouldn't know the difference between any of that. So, I mean,
any of what?
Any of where I was at, like Dallas or Houston, like, I, you know.
Well, I say, you've arrived when you could just go on stage and be like, clean, cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Thank
over and
you.
Over again.
Goodbye.
Yeah. One song. Paid. One song, too.
He probably got paid, too.
Yeah, he got paid. He definitely got paid.
Well, that's tight.
You know, I hope he just doesn't end up like the Pack. You know what I'm saying? You know, just have your one thing. We're going to get into some Pack stuff. Well, not no Pack stuff, but a member of the Pack later on today.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
It's very, very life-changing for him and us and you.
So, moving on. What's up next? What's up next?
I think you should go next. 108K.
Me?
What you got for us? Oh, I don't even know what you got for us.
Got a little bit of this.
This will be my first time here.
A little bit of that. It won't.
It won't?
Nah.
Well, what is it?
It's the homegirl, Miss Banks. She's this young lady from Harlem, and she works with this producer named 77 Clash, man. She's like this youngster, man, but she can rap hella good. So this is it.
Youngster, how old? Clarify that real quick. How old is she? Do you know?
Like, she's probably like fresh out of high school.
Like 18.
Like 18, 19.
So, all right, cool.
Here we go. Miss Banks.
I was on 145th Uptown on Lennox and Crowns trying to order some fries. And a bunch of rude dudes from the east side rolled up curbside. Looks like a drive-by, but
The dark-skinned one hops out, no doubt. Any moment he might pull a trigger. Constructs, antiques, and a white beater. Look at those six-packs on a nigga. And he got big hands, big feet, like a size 13 dick. Must be bigger than my boyfriend's. Yeah, I got a boyfriend, but I lay him off if you wanna get employed. And I would prefer guys into streetwear, but he toss bricks and he's running these streets. Hair got knots like a pack of cheap weave hair. Gotta make a move, so I step to a nigga like,
that's the way that our love can go. Made a play and then a tombstone. And we could roll a fat back past that clip with an ass shack, grip with an ass hat and get it in.
Give me a chance, I will have to make you dance. Make that bet up on the dance floor. I'll be your night in there until knock the door.
Centuries of dude, a free study of the bitch every nigga should pursue. To make him feel flyer than coming out of cocoon. We'll interlude in the nude and make a nigga some food. This is to allude to the dudes in Soho, but I stay hood for the niggas in they solo. So I keep the booty and nudies, the 14 inch in the doobie, a bag of pip out of boobies. I got the blood like Rudy. Even white fellows wanna jump in the hot chocolate like marshmallows. Get it? I am delicious, so I cop them digits, gas them up like Civics, then I hop like Rivet. Yeah, back to the back of the bus. I like king size chocolate bars with nuts, and I got the ill sweet tooth. Couple cavities too. Hit a bitch up if you think you even need proof.
That's the way that our love can go. Made a play and then a tombstone.
And we can roll a fat back past that clip with an ass shack, grip with an ass hat and get it in.
Give me a chance, I will have to make you dance. Make that bet up on the dance floor. I'll be your night in there until knock the door.
Okay, so yeah, that was Miss Banks with Give Me a Chance.
Miss Banks, huh?
So yeah, man, I really like the fact that she's young and she's really like rapping circles around a lot of people in the game right now. And it's really dope that she's from New York as well, cuz you know, that's like whatever the mecca of hip hop. So
yeah. I concur. I think she's raw.
Yeah, right. And
that wasn't me. You didn't do it right.
Hey, you can throw off Roach's sound effects, man.
Come on, man.
And more so,
be me.
More so, she's young and she's like raunchy, like nasty, like it's refreshing.
Young and Raunchy, that could be the title of her album.
You know, I haven't heard this since, you know, like a Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim type of situation.
Well, actually, what's that chick that does America's Nicki Best Ass Crew?
She wasn't raunchy, though. She
what
wasn't
about,
like,
argh. What, Lil' Mama?
Yeah, Lil' Mama. Because Lil' Mama, her freestyles were clean.
Don't even get me started, you know, on her, man.
But her songs were hella weak.
Her songs were weak, whatever.
Started.
Bubblegum, whatever. Lipstick, lip gloss popping. It wasn't raunchy, like call me a nigga, that makes me feel good. Yeah, call
like
me
Busta, like say.
Yeah, call me names, dirty names. Talk about your genitalia. That's yeah. Where it's at.
Hey, but
no disrespect, man, to all the conscious women rappers. No disrespect to Lauryn Hill. No disrespect, but you know,
to any feminists either.
You gotta have a little bit of Lil' Kim in there to excite me for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's like my male chauvinistic whatever.
Yeah, I have some of that in me too, I have to admit.
We know you have that in you, Roach.
Nah, what are you talking about, man?
We know.
I'm a raised by a feminist.
But you play
plies.
Like, you play plies.
Get in the mood.
And you play songs like with furry a-holes.
Hair.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
You ain't got nothing to say.
Make sense. It's so contradictory to what I was taught as a youngin, how I feel now. I guess life just changes you.
You about to change your way soon? Is that what you're saying?
No way, man. I can't change.
Well, I'm about to change. I'm about to get into some book reading. Sit down in your house with the lamp real low under a blanket.
Jazz
type music. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna play some sit out and jazz.
Make you think about your well being and your own life and what you've been doing and what you need to do and who you need to cut out and who you need
go to
and you know just think about life in general. You know what I'm saying? So
you definitely see this song. I've been doing some of that myself too, because it was just my birthday. I turned 21. I have been doing some of that. You definitely always need to take a look at what's going on around you and do what you can to make the situation better. But I'm still going to be a chauvinistic pig.
You see this song right here makes me want to talk like this. We're going to play some old sit-down jazz for you right now.
I'm just playing. So, I love all women.
So this is Most Def.
Roach is feeling all bad now. It's cool, blood. It's cool. You can like what you like, man. You have to feel bad about it.
So
the song I'm playing is Most Def. He covered Kanye West's Say You Will. And yeah, just check that out. I'm gonna talk more about it when we come back.
He covered a Kanye West. Don't you like cover songs of people who are already dead?
So you listening to Recipe Radio. We just gonna fade it out, fade it down for you while we talk over it, cause you know that's what you know.
It's a very long track, so you know we're just gonna be in this vibe while we talking about it, man. I'ma lean back in my chair right about now.
I might have to go to sleep.
Chill out. No, you're gonna stick around and we're gonna discuss this.
All right.
Music.
So this is a Mos Def cover of
Sorry, Roach.
Of Say You Will.
Apologize.
And I chose that track, you know, because I was raised off of a jazz background, you know what I'm saying? And some of my favorite musicians are actually performing on this track. Some of them being Chris Daddy Dave and Robert Glasper. Just give you a little background, like the group that's playing with Mos Def right now is called the RCDC Experiment, which is basically a collective of musicians, which is Robert Glasper, Chris Daddy Dave, Casey Benjamin, and Derek Hodge. And you know, I think if Mos Def really started like singing, because it has his new album come out yet? Anybody know? Not yet, right? So I really see Mos Def making more money, having more fans, if he just sang more, because he has that like reggae guy hip hop singing voice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
boyo.
He may not like be hella on key. You know what I'm saying? But his voice it just complements, you know, the tracks when he sings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't even matter that he's, you know what I'm saying, like semi off. You know, but like, yeah, I agree with you, man. Like Mos Def as a sort of, I wouldn't even call it like a singer. It's kind of like a he's just taking the MC thing to a different plateau, man. I appreciate it though, you know.
I would say he would realistically make more money keep doing movies. Well, you talking about money?
It ain't no money in music right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he'll captivate more fans if he just starts singing. You know what I'm saying? Because like his most famous song that he, you know, that everybody really likes, you know what I'm saying, is the one that he.
My woman said, "Shine a light."
Yeah, shine a light on the world. I think that's what it's called. But you know, one off the Dave Chappelle Block Party. Like everybody loves that song.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying, like that's the number one song on everybody's list. He may have awards or, you know, from other songs. You know what I'm saying? Like
He doesn't.
Hey, you know.
There you go.
What was I going to say? Man, Chris Daddy Dave, man. One of the best drummers of our time right now. Like, the equivalent to Tony Williams.
He's been.
Anybody who plays jazz or anybody who listens to jazz who knows Miles Davis or knows any of these names that I'm talking about right now.
Actually, I'm going to give them some names they do know, because
Chris Daddy Dave
has been in the game for like 10 years.
Since Mint Condition.
And, you know, he played with TLC and Tony Braxton and Jill Scott and A Tribe Called Quest, Mint Condition. And the list goes on. Q-Tips, Slum Village, Erykah Badu.
I'm going to tell you what record to pick up. Mint Condition, definition of a band. Cop the record, right? Sit there. Listen to the record front to back, cause Chris Daddy Dave revolutionizes the whole game with the album though, and then he just keeps getting better. You know what I mean? I'm telling you,
yeah,
it's serious.
But but yeah, I think it's time to pick up the pace and play something funny for people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll keep trying to talk about, man.
Wait, who by who? Wait, what's the song and who is it by?
Lil B.
Lil B from the pack?
Yep, Lil B. Man. Probably produced by Young L.
Most likely.
All right, here we go.
Young L got bars with the beats.
We can go down, all right. We can go down. See that time, baby, it's so busy. She got two sis, I want you, bitch. I'm in that thing like Mr. Clean. Her body so nice like a limousine. I study dreams, make her Gucci clean. I'm Brad Pitt, I'm David Blaine. It's our world, we could take a plane. What I listen, I ain't got no car, but I be driving bitches. My girl look like lemonade, like kiwi, lingerie, I like that. Yeah, high heels make me scream. Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I'm in her mouth, I'm in her brain. She says I'm not the same.
We can go down, alright. We can go down, alright. We can go down tonight. We can go down, alright. Down, 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 all night.
Yeah. I'm saying we understand.
Cut this crap.
We can go down. No, you had to cut that off.
No, keep it on.
Had
no.
to cut that off, bro.
Please keep it on, man.
The lyrics.
What did this fool say?
The lyrics didn't make any sense. God. He said,
I'm Brad Pitt.
I'm David Blaine.
What? What does that even mean?
What do you mean? You guys must have learned this. Y'all all went to Berkeley High together, didn't you?
He didn't go to Berkeley.
No. I'm not from Berkeley.
I know Berkeley. You're from the town. He's from the east.
I'm from Berkeley. I've never seen any of these fools except for one and not him.
Man, come on.
So I don't think they're from Berkeley.
You gotta hold it down for the hometown, man.
If they are from Berkeley, they're not from my Berkeley.
Throw up the beat.
Why are you hating?
I'm not hating.
Yeah, you can't. Look, my whole thing is you can't hate.
Yeah.
Hating is not. It's not something we should do because we
not
all.
They're
not from my Berkeley.
It's
that's not all
appropriate.
I'm saying.
It's not
that's
appropriate.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
They're not from your Berkeley. There's only. Oh well, no. I would say there's
South,
different parts of San Francisco.
There's a West. You know what I'm saying? They're
I'm gonna
not
tell you
from
like
Berkeley.
This though. On the music though.
Berkeley.
On the music though. Little B.
What's that? What was the other line? He was like.
I love my life. I'm in a good position. I ain't got no car, but I be driving bitches.
No. The other one that really didn't make no sense when he said, lemonade.
Oh, you look like lemonade, like kiwi.
Lingerie. I like that. It didn't even rhyme.
Man, but hold on. Calm down, though. You don't get the art of the pack. I don't know. We'd have to get in here for an interview, but I think they try not to rhyme.
What's up with this?
I don't know, because you know, like most of their songs, like, you know, yeah. I think they try not to rhyme. Like I think that's what makes they're trying to make
what's
different.
The
like
because Uno had one line on a
like on this is my chair. No. I like CDs.
Driving my car.
Yeah. Driving. My
he only
car.
Rhymed one time in his whole verse.
Yeah, so it must be on purpose. It can't. If that's not on purpose, then I don't know. I think it's on purpose. You know, let them be creative, man. Berkeley. B-town.
You know what?
I'm from the city, though.
I actually do want to bring one of them in and interview them because I want to see where their mind is.
I
don't understand, and I want to understand. You know what I'm saying? Don't you, 108K, want to just, you know, understand?
You're not going to understand if you don't understand.
Yeah, well, how are you going to understand?
Because I ain't talked to them yet. I want to talk to them.
You honestly think they can explain their music
It's their music, so they should be able to explain it, right?
Some music doesn't have an explanation.
Yeah, some music just is.
All right, well, I just want to know the influence. That's all. I want to know something. Give me something. And I, you know what? We can go down, all right. You know, I like that. That's the part of the song that I like because it's catchy and it can have different meanings.
Basically, you like the whole song. Because there's no songs out really that have anything besides a chorus right now that make any sense at all. So
the lyrics, the verses are that don't make any sense.
At least this verse can make you just smile.
We can go down, all right.
It's catchy, man. I'm telling you, blood.
I like
that. Look out for Lil B. Anyway,
I think it's better than the first funny song we ever played.
Cause we could go down.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Recipe Radio.
Out.